Now, our present president, Barack Obama, has not been as engaged, I believe, with the Vatican as, well, certainly George W. Bush. However, it's interesting they have connected now on Cuba.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. You know, first 6 years, President Obama had very, very little interest in the Holy See. And, of course, the Holy See had very little interest in him because of some of the positions he'd taken, mostly on the life issues and things like that. Now, with the arrival of Pope Francis, beginning with the discourse about social justice and capitalism versus safety net and the poor and all that, there's been a little more symmetry with the views of this administration. I think the Pope's been misunderstood a few times, and the press sometimes has a habit of taking what they want out of something and extracting that tidbit without getting the whole thing. We all do that in our own way. But that was what I think brought the president to have the visit last March with him. In fact, I had the chance to do some briefing work on that with the Secretary of State's office in November preceding that visit. They were interested in some of the things that Pope Francis was saying. And I think that visit went pretty well. The president tried to manipulate the Pope, and they even released a statement before the meeting had been held to the press saying what the meeting had said, which is a little ironic, and it's kind of hard to know what the meeting's going to do until you have a meeting, but Obama had it figured out, I guess. And the Pope, I think, showed that he wasn't going to be manipulated by the president, so they each kind of did their global leader thing. And, of course, this recent activity with Cuba, regardless of what you feel about Cuba, and there are some really strongly felt opinions about Cuba, it does show the important role the Holy See can play in the world, especially in diplomacy, because of its unique kind of soft power, influence power, and its convening power, be able to bring people together. And because it doesn't need to take credit for it, it can work clandestinely. That was very important for that thing to get that far, that nobody get the cat out of the bag too quick.
Well, I believe Pope Francis had worked on that a long time before that meeting with the president, probably before the president even knew he was working on the Cuba situation.
Yeah, every pope has sought an end to the embargo from a humanitarian point of view and restoration of diplomatic relations, because the Holy See always takes the position it's better to dialogue than not. I kind of agree with him on that. I've been to Cuba. Look around. There's no Americans there, just a few tourists. I happen to think that if Americans are there, being good Americans, that more and more people are going to realize the exceptionalism is real in this country. So I think it's healthy that we have people out there, business out there, provided we can get it on a way where it doesn't just embolden Castro, where it actually emboldens the people. And there's some technical things about that we can talk about if you want to. But it's very important that we make the right kind of deal, and I'm not totally comfortable that this president will do that.
Pope Francis could have met a president who didn't agree with him, who could have said, no, I believe the embargo ought to be in place. Right. But he did meet a Barack Obama who said, I agree with you.
In fact, it's kind of parallel to the symmetry between Reagan's anti-communism and Pope John Paul's. Now you had a president who said, I want to restore relations and eliminate the embargo, and a pope that wanted to. And it worked out very well diplomatically.
And the president, of course, as any president will be on anything, was criticized by many factions here in the United States for taking that stand. And I don't know if that'll become part of the presidential race or not, how Cuba is.
To me, I think it's fine to have diplomatic relations, and it's fine to open up for business and all that, provided we have the right safeguards. You know, it worked in Eastern Europe because the internet was new and nobody knew how to control it. So they had open internet, open access to what was going on in America. Ceausescu had said that Americans didn't have enough food to eat and roamed around wearing bear skins. Well, the people of Romania could see, nope, that's not the case at all. They got food, we don't. So we need to have open internet. We've got to have protections for the rule of law. And particularly, there's one thing that happens in Cuba that's very bad. Companies there, like the Spanish and Italian hotel chains, don't pay their workers. They pay the government in euros or dollars, and the government pays the workers in these Cuban pesos. So A, the government haircuts them, and B, the government is the one that people have allegiance to, not their employer. So how do you build a feeling of team, culture, being part of the hotel or part of the factory when the government's the one paying you? We've got to change that.